Hey, every time a little baby is born in a family, there's rejoicing. Yeah, you told me in the service the other day that I was preaching a message. And I told you about going to the nursery and seeing all those little babies. Man alive, there's nothing like a new creation. And that's what every born again physical child is. It's a new creation in God's procreated work. And yet, to be born into the family of God is God's direct hand. It takes a man and a woman for a physical child to be born. It takes the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to draw someone into the family of God. It takes two elements for us to be born in this life. It's two elements for those to be born again. And that's the Word of God and the Spirit of God. As Jesus talking about, you must be born again. Tonight we're here for just one thing, and that's have communion. God tells us to do it. It's a command. And he says, when we do these, and the only thing I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to preach a message around it, but I want to read, if you have your Bibles, 1 Corinthians 11. Turn there, please. And this is what God told Paul to write to the church at Corinth by God the Holy Spirit inspiring him. This is 26 years after Matthew 26, when Jesus had the apostles up in the upper room and had that private supper with them that we look at the Lord's Supper, as he broke bread and also gave the cup representing him and what he was doing, symbolic of what he was going to do for us. And now Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. He said, for I have, verse 23, for I have received the Lord, that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. I like this. Paul said, he didn't say, I got this from the disciples. He didn't say, I got it from some of the elders there in the back in the city of Jerusalem. He said, I got this from the Lord. And he said also, and when he had given thanks, he broke bread. He broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. That's an amazing thing that God says to anyone who sees us do this. We're showing the Lord's death till Jesus comes. And he goes on and said, for whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. God takes this seriously. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For if he eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And I, when I read that, I hear this voice so many times talking to people who are Christians. So I don't take communion because I feel like I'm unworthy. Well, you really are, because if you don't take it, you're actually disobeying God. Because Jesus said, do it. So I tell you what, I'd rather take it and be cleansed like God said than not take it and disobey God. Because if you disobey God, you're not worthy. Now, it's not say you're here, but anybody who says they're saved and disobey God about this cup and this bread is not worthy because they've disobeyed God. We're here tonight, and we can be as clean through the scriptures as we were the day we got saved if we do what God says to do. And for this cause, he said, many are weak and sickly among you, and sleep many sleep, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastening the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. That's where God brings in the difference, I said this morning, in commitment and submitting and also subjected. If you don't submit and commit to do what he says to do and have the harmony there, then we be subjected to some things, because God brings the fear that's needed to let us see what he says really he means meant is. Wherefore, my brethren, whether you come together to eat, tear one for another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together into condemnation, as the rest, what I said, in order when I come. That is, they were having a supper here at this Corinth, and they turned it into a feast rather than a communion. Nothing wrong in God's people having fellowship around a feast, but you don't use communion as a feast to have fellowship around. You use communion to obey God, to have fellowship with him as a body of believers. And so here tonight, we're here for this purpose, And if you bow your head with us, we'll go into about anything as you as an individual. Whether you be an individual, a father, a mother, or a child, as a pastor, as a preacher, we need to go before the Lord and ask him to search our hearts, every chamber of our heart, and to forgive us that we might take this worthy. And he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.